So, various seminars that Bhante was doing in the 80s, late 70s, 80s, people would ask about order matters and order life and so on. And he started to use this term spiritual workshop. So I'm going to read you a little bit from a seminar. I'm afraid I haven't put my reference point above the quote, but anyway, it's from one of those seminars in that period. So he started to talk about chapters. I suppose we became chapters when the order became big enough to have lots of order meetings, and he decided to call them chapters. So somebody asked him what he means by the term spiritual workshop. And he says, I can only speak in a quite general way, because the form that the spiritual workshop takes, and this is a very makeshift expression, obviously depends on the particular qualities of the individual members of the particular chapter. When I used the expression spiritual workshop, I was not so much laying down a definite program as trying to suggest what a meeting of a chapter of the order should not be. It should not be just a social occasion. Not that social occasions are necessarily bad things, but a meeting of the chapter of the order should not just be a social occasion. It should not just be an occasion where you sit down, have a cup of tea, and a pleasant little chat, and that's that. Again, it should not be devoted entirely to organisational matters, though from time to time those may have to be considered. He's always so balanced, Bhante, isn't he? And certainly it should not just be a dull routine affair to which you go along out of a sense of duty, which you do not really look forward to. And somewhere else, Bhante talks about the chapter meeting being the highlight of the week, doesn't he? Somewhere else, another quote. So when I use this expression, spiritual workshop, I want to make it clear that a meeting of a chapter of the order should not be any of these things. I use the term spiritual to emphasize the fact that it was a meeting of order members, a meeting of people spiritually committed, and that therefore the purpose of their coming together was, in a manner of speaking, spiritual. That was the basis on which they came together. But having come together, even on that basis, they did not just sit back and enjoy their beautiful spirituality or just revel in their common commitment, as it were, but they did something. It was a workshop. Something happened. It was a workshop in the sense that they worked with and on one another in such a way that they were all helped towards a fuller, deeper experience of their commitment, of the spiritual life, a better understanding of the Buddha's teaching, and so on. In whatsoever way they wished, they could do it by discussion. They could play games. Forgotten that he said that. They could do certain exercises together. They could meditate together. They could do whatever they pleased, so long as it was on the definite, recognized basis of their common spiritual commitment. So that something actually happened, something concretely happened, as a result of which they were all refreshed, so to speak, in their spiritual commitment, and advanced to a further and higher level of commitment. This is what I wanted to suggest by using the expression spiritual workshop, not just to prescribe that when order members gather together for their chapter meeting, such and such or such and such specifically should happen. The specific form the meeting takes is left to those who actually meet together. I was just giving very general guidelines. I think that's kind of interesting to go back and kind of revisit that, because I think that stands today as a way of operating, as it were, in our chapters. A spiritual workshop, something in which something happens, and we get into deeper communication with one another. We deeply, more deeply understand the Dharma, and we can do that in any way that we choose, amongst ourselves. And somewhere else, he says very clearly that, it's up to each chapter to operate in whatever way they see fit. So, in another little snippet, this is the 15 points for order members, old and new, that he gave on one of the Tuscanies. He's talking about regular attendance at your chapter meeting. So he's talking to people, I think they're not yet ordained, or they're not yet back. So he's saying, I'm sure you have heard about this before. You've heard that there are chapter meetings. There are these weekly gatherings of order members living and working in the same area, and they're extremely important. We all know what the Buddha said about his disciples needing to meet together regularly and in large numbers in order that the unity of the whole Sangha should be preserved. So you may know that the order members meet together on Sunday evenings as a chapter. You meet just because you are order members, and because as order members you appreciate being together. Not just being together in a social sort of way. I have spoken of chapters as being spiritual workshops. I know they're not always like that, but that is definitely what they should aspire to be. Your being together on the occasion of a chapter meeting should mean that you have a quite vivid, quite lively, quite spiritual exchange on the basis of your common commitment to the spiritual life and to the three jewels. Yes, he says somewhere else, yes, the chapter meeting should be the highlight of the week. He would hope that our weekly visit to the cinema or to our girlfriend or boyfriend was not the only highlight of the week. So I think, you know, we talked a lot about the order in those days, on those conventions, in seminars, in question and answers with Bhante, and he gave us a lot of kind of, like a spiritual food to work with, kind of direction and help as to how to be in chapter meetings. And that is my experience of my chapters around the LBC. They were very, you know, we engaged with each other very strongly. We shared our lives very, very deeply, all aspects of our lives. And I guess that's important, isn't it, that you need to be in an environment where your chapter is the right size for you, as it were. It's not too big, so that everyone feels they can kind of open up. It's a situation in which you want to have complete freedom of expression, but also that there's no set purpose, in a way, to a chapter meeting. It's simply a place to meet on the basis of our common spiritual commitment. And I think that's kind of quite mysterious, really. There's nothing to do, it has no purpose, and yet you can do something. You can make it to a spiritual workshop, but they're not. They can seem like they contradict each other, but in actual fact, I don't think they do. So I think another thing that was talked about during this period was the whole question of confession. So confession generally from the transformation of self and world, the and the Bhante seminar on the lectures on the Sutra of Golden Light. I have a little bit about confession, because I think some chapters probably still do formal confession. Some people do formal confession in partners. It's still part of our spiritual practice, isn't it, very much? It's done on ordination retreats. So I think this period, it starts to kind of come into our lives and our practice. And I think he says some very interesting things about confession. I'd like to say that confession is only possible where there is confidence and where there is trust. I think that's very, very important, because you can be a bit sort of formulaic about confession, and actually I think that's the kind of principle, isn't there? It can only really come about when there's trust, confidence and trust. So if you happen to be a member of a chapter, and if you happen to trust, really and deeply trust, all the other members of the chapter, I'm sure you will feel like confessing to them if you've committed any serious unskillful action. In a way, you won't be able to hold it back. So this time he's saying, I'm not sure there are many chapters with that degree of trust among the members. So in that case, he's saying, well, confess to one other person or two or three other people. But he says later on that he would like to see confession as a regular practice at order meetings. Although he says, of course, I would like to say it would be good if it wasn't necessary, because no one was unskillful. But assuming that order members do from time to time have something to confess, I don't think one should make a sort of rule that people must confess. I think this is also very important, that confession must be a regular practice at order meetings, because as I've said, it depends upon trust, and you can't force trust, you can't demand trust. It's something which is essentially natural and spontaneous. So if there's a very positive state of affairs and a very deep degree of trust within a chapter, then, yeah, people will quite naturally wish to confess. I don't want it to become a mechanical procedure, as it is in so many parts of the Buddhist world. So, yes, I'm sure confession entered our order and chapter meetings.